Pacific lamprey are traditionally dried or smoked by Columbia Basin tribal members, highly nutritious with vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and healthy fatty acids like omega-3, serving dual purpose as food as well as medicine, and have cultural as well as ecological importance. They are a keystone species, providing a food source for many animals both in and outside the rivers throughout their life history. When they return as adults to spawn and die, they leave behind a large sum of marine-derived nutrients for other species to consume, including salmon, when food source is particularly limited during spring and summer. Due to their popularity as prey, they act as a predation buffer for salmon, and as burrowing larvae and fine sediment, they are considered farmers of the aquatic world. They are essentially an ecological engineer that feed on low-quality food, such as algae and decaying matter, and convert it into high-energy animal tissue. They contribute to nutrients recycling as bioturbation, redistributing organic matter and aerating this important microhabitat for other invertebrate species to thrive on. They have been neglected for many decades in the U.S. until Columbia River Basin tribes, as well as environmental groups, have warned of the dire situation. In 2002, they were petitioned for Endangered Species Act listing, but were not listed primarily due to lack of long-term historical data and limited understanding of their genetic population structures. However, a decade later, in 2012, the Pacific Lamprey Conservation Agreement was formulated and signed by many federal, state, tribal, and NPO organizations who committed to working together to help restore the species. Lost Fish, The Struggle to Save Pacific Lamprey, is a great documentary film that shares what the Columbia River tribes are doing to restore the species. Google Lost Fish Lamprey and you can find it. Thanks for listening. I'm Davey Lumley, Lamprey biologist for the Aqua Nation Fisheries Pacific Lamprey Project.